Here's a gloomy question for you. What type of murder tends to receive the biggest headline? Headlines dealing with death have been quite prevalent in this past week, following the very dramatic events which unfolded last Sunday in Las Vegas. Not that killing is rare. Sadly, there are murders taking place somewhere in the world every single day. But they don't all make the front page. One of the factors for the great attention that was given to the massacre in Las Vegas was apparently the number of people that were affected. When 59 people lose their lives, you tend to hear about it. And yet, it must not be just a matter of the numbers. I understand that just this year already, in the city of Chicago, there have been about 500 homicides. And yet, I think we all probably heard more about the 59 who were killed in Las Vegas than the 500 or so that have been killed just this year in Chicago. Why is that? Apparently, murders which make headlines are those which involve a lot of people all at the same time, especially when the event takes place in one's own vicinity. It's no wonder, therefore, that the Lord himself gave quite a bit of headline space, so to speak, to a massacre which hit an enormous amount of people all at the same time. The date of that event? One of the earliest days in the world's history. The location? The Garden of Eden. The number of people killed? Every single human being who would ever live. God had told his newly created Adam that he dare not touch or eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for if he were to do so, he would die. Adam did not take the warning seriously. He did eat, and exactly as God said, he died. When Adam disobeyed, he didn't stop breathing, of course. He didn't lose his ability to walk or talk or think physically, but he did experience sudden spiritual death. He instantly went spiritually blind, became spiritually ignorant, and lost the righteousness needed to be in the presence of a holy God. And newly infected with the cancer of sin, he was now on track also to die physically. And that spiritual condition was cemented into place for every one of Adam's descendants. We were all pronounced dead on that day. In Romans, Paul explains, by one man's offense, there's Adam, by one man's offense, death reigned through the one. And in Ephesians, he simply declares that we were dead in trespasses and sins. It was universal. It was dreadful. But it wasn't hopeless. In every other situation in life, death means the end of the story. But in the case of the spiritual death which struck all human beings, there's much more to the account. For when God saw the spiritual massacre of the entire human race, which took place when Adam disobeyed, he sprang into action. He arrived on the scene of Eden and quickly responded to the tragic situation that had unfolded. Apparently, Eau Claire is not the only place where hospitals have been named after some kind of religious institution. Here we have Sacred Heart and Luther. This summer, we were down near Madison and saw an ambulance with a very interesting identification or name painted on the side. This ambulance had painted on it, Divine Savior Emergency Medical Service. And it really fits this illustration, doesn't it? When Adam disobeyed and all mankind fell, there was the Divine Savior Emergency Medical Service kicking into gear. And there's much to marvel at in the Lord's visit there in the Garden of Eden. For the scene was not one in which the Lord could find any pleasure. God, one can say, has no stomach for sin. He finds iniquity repugnant. He finds rebellion revolting. And he could justly have turned his back on the scene, leaving his now corrupted creation to linger in its spiritual ruin for eternity. Except that he loved us so much. So much that he arrived on the scene not only with compassion, but with a cure. a cure for death, a cure that would become a reality through the shedding of blood. God revealed right then that he would send his son, whose blood would be shed through the devil's biting of the son's heel, and yet whose blood would thereby reverse and cancel the deadly effects of Adam's sin. God, who does not have much of a stomach for sin, doesn't have any stomach for sin, nevertheless is not the least bit squeamish by the sight of blood. As a matter of fact, the only thing that he could accept in payment for the sin of mankind was blood, the blood of his son. And when he saw that blood dripping from the cross of Calvary, he made another pronouncement, the greatest headline of all, that all have now been declared righteous in his sight, and the gates of heaven stand wide open. In the fifth chapter of Romans, Paul declares that the death that we inherited from Adam has been negated by the righteous sacrifice and the victory over death accomplished by Jesus. In what is here a lengthier quote from Romans, he says, "Therefore, just as through one man," there's Adam again, "through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one, capital M, man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one capital M man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one capital M man's obedience many will be made righteous. The greatest massacre that ever took place was when Adam sinned. All of his descendants died spiritually on that day. But the greater and greatest headline of all is that all people have also been pronounced righteous because of the atonement won by Jesus Christ. He said, "He who hears my words and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." Gloomy headlines of devastating events. There have been many such events over the centuries, the most devastating of which was when the fall into sin took place in the Garden of Eden, on account of which all human beings were pronounced dead. That, however, has been overshadowed by the most glorious of headlines, namely that by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. The entire human race has now been declared righteous on account of what happened on the cross, and all who believe in Jesus will live eternally. Yes, because of all that Jesus did on our behalf, death itself has now been pronounced dead. A hymn which makes reference of this capital M man as our victor is hymn 562. 562 stanzas 1, 2, and 5 in LSB. One.